For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The fight between the Ukiah Valley Sanitation District and the city of Ukiah carries on. The city has asked the district to settle the four-year-old lawsuit, which cites agreements going back to 1955. In its lawsuit against the city, the district alleges that the city has overcharged the district for services on the sewage system the two entities share. The system includes a trunk line, which the district owns but which the city maintains. The district also alleges that its ratepayers have borne a disproportionate amount of the cost of rebuilding the shared wastewater treatment plant and increasing its capacity. District representatives also believe the district has been unfairly accused of imperiling opportunities to refinance the bonds that were used for a massive overhaul of the wastewater treatment plant. Here's Duncan James, the district's lawyer, talking about what the district ultimately wants.
The district wants to go its own way. It's like getting a divorce. You have some minor children and you have to get along because you still have to deal with the minor children so the minor children can grow up. Assuming we reach a conclusion where the city and the district separate, we still have a child. The city's child is a wastewater treatment plant because the city owns the wastewater treatment plant.
The city and the district are in mediation, though preparations for a trial in late March continue. Meanwhile, three of the five incumbents on the district's board are being challenged in November's upcoming election, and ratepayers in the district could receive an unspecified rebate. The city recently paid the district over $4.5 million from the district's reserve funds, which are held by the city. This is the latest in a series of draws by the district totaling about $9.6 million. The Ukiah City Council meeting on September 20th opened with an hour-long update on the city's concerns about the district. Here's Dan Buffalo, the finance director for the city of Ukiah.
$4.1 million has been spent on the lawsuit. There has been no gain. Those draws and the amount spent on lawsuit are coming from district reserves. We can't find any adopted budget for the district for 17-18. Therefore, we presume there's no legal appropriations for spending in the current fiscal year. The district doesn't willingly report on expenditures related to the lawsuit. They do report on expenditures related to just general administrative costs, but that's it. We see the transactions occurring from the county auditor controller, but they do not report on those transactions. Therefore, they don't allow for the public to scrutinize and to comment on those. The district is required to complete annual audits, but hasn't done so since 2008.
One item in particular drew the ire of Ukiah Mayor Jim Brown, who can be heard after Buffalo in the following exchange.
They are considering issuing payments to their customers up to an amount of $100 per account. We want to make it very clear, and this is indisputable, that this payment, if they approve it, is coming from their reserves. No new monies have flowed into the district accounts. So we're confused as to why they're doing this.
I'll say it. They're buying votes. It's called spade a spade. Sending $100 to each one of their customers. We got an election coming up. They're buying votes.
At its own meeting the following night, the district characterized it a little differently. Here's District Manager Joe Tate introducing the item.
Because the district has received these overcharged amounts and funds from the city, that we institute a, I don't know if I want to call it a pilot program, but an initial program that would return an initial amount, and I use that word strongly, an initial amount to the ratepayers based on a yet-to-be-determined formula of how long they have been in their property, and we haven't identified a minimum or a maximum yet. That's the purpose of tonight's discussion.
The board eventually voted, with two of its five directors absent, to study the feasibility and parameters of a rebate to ratepayers. Both sides of the battle have made thousands of pages of documents available to the public. Both sides hold public meetings. But the district's meetings do not always encourage public participation. Before addressing substantive agenda items at its meeting on September 21st, the district board went into a 35-minute closed session with attorneys Duncan James and Doug Losak. Prior to the closed session, Duncan James delivered a half-hour lecture which was not agendized and upon which the public was not invited to comment. Here, he refers to correspondence that he believes may refute some of the city's claims about refinancing bonds used to rebuild the wastewater treatment plant.
An email was sent from Sage San Giacomo to Robert Gamble. If they are successful with the legal action, our ability to collect and pay back the debt would be significantly compromised. Under these circumstances, it seems to me it may be difficult to get underwriting unless the district was willing to drop that portion of the lawsuit and agree to the refunding effort. That was in response to an email dated July 12, 2016 from Robert Gamble to Sage San Giacomo. It says, the existence of the litigation was already acknowledged in Moody's report. If the JPA approved the documents for the refunding, you could proceed with it regardless.
Ukiah City Manager Sage San Giacomo's request to comment was denied, but I asked him what he wanted to say.
The Ukiah City Council this morning submitted a letter to the Ukiah Valley Sanitation District asking the district to reconsider its efforts on litigating the dispute. If mediation efforts are to be given their full efforts, we need to focus in on those efforts as opposed to litigation.
There is much about the case that is uncertain, but two things are crystal clear. Here's James elucidating one of them.
When we talk about delay and costs, because the city makes it clear that we should dismiss this case, the only way to settle the case is to have a trial date, never change the trial date, and make everybody go to trial.
The other certainty is the election in November. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.